It's the 24th of December 2023. It's Christmas Eve. And today's the day that I've decided to actually sit down and record the first episode for the Elegance Handbook podcast. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited that you're here listening to this podcast. My name is Miss Daisy. I'm Daisy Mora. And I am a University of Cambridge graduate. And I'm also a civil engineer. I'm also a certified international etiquette consultant, a certified image consultant, and also a certified life coach. And this is in true fashion of a neurodivergent. Like, we learn so many things and we are very interested in many different things. And I'm very, very happy to have this platform where I get to share what I know on feminine energy, etiquette, style, communication skills, all the things that are required for a woman to be elegant, and how the Elegance Handbook actually came about, and how I ended up also having these extra certifications and this extra knowledge that I have with regard to elegance, is that when I graduated from my undergrad, that was back in 2016, when I started working, I quickly realized that there was like this huge gap between what I'd learned in school and what I actually needed to sort of navigate a new and different environment. And so that was both personally and professionally. I realized that I needed to learn these things, and I really didn't have a place to learn them. I sort of learned by trial and error, and I sort of figured out what I needed to do. So, for example, realizing, okay, I need to learn proper etiquette, because then I was being invited to more and more serious functions within my work roles, or realizing, okay, maybe how I'm relating with the opposite gender is something that needs to be looked at. So these are things that I sort of learned by myself. And by the time the pandemic happened in 2020, I had like this wealth of experience already from 2015, 2016, thereabout. At about 5 years, 6 years of my own life experience with regard to elegance. And so when we were all at home and most people were scared, there was the lockdown, there was all this fear and anxiety, I decided to put out something positive into the world. And because of this, in May of 2020, Elegance Handbook was born. And basically, I started by sharing what I know on style and what I know on etiquette. By that time, I hadn't actually gotten my certifications. I got them much later on when I realized that the audience was growing and that I actually needed to provide like professional services as well. And I did the certifications out of respect for the people who are asking me questions, and also out of respect for the craft, because it's one thing to tell people to do something based on your experience, is another to actually both have your experience and also have the technical expertise. And so this is why I did them. But enough about the certifications and enough about the professions. I have been running the Elegance Handbook for 3.5 years now. And so why start the podcast after 3.5 years? Also because we already have served so many clients like all over the world, to over 100 countries already with the ebooks that we have, and also to have an audience that spans all the different continents. Why start the podcast now? I feel like where the world is now, there's a need to have like more of a voice, not just in terms of writing, because I'm primarily a writer, but I feel like I'd like to connect more with my audience. I feel like so we are more online, but we are less connected. I feel like I want to create a community. I feel like I want people to know me. I feel like I want people to also have someone that they can listen to, relate to. I want to share more of myself. I want to share more of my story. And I'm so excited that you're here. And I know I'm rambling a little bit, but also it's the excitement of just having you here, and also feeling like I need to share who I am and why I'm doing the podcast now, and what was the genesis of Elegance Handbook. So really, if you're new here, Elegance Handbook has 3 handbooks, actually, one on feminine energy, one on style, and one on really what it takes to level up, in the sense that if you're in an environment that does not support you, how do you move from there to another environment that supports you as an individual and as an adult to become the person that you need to be? If you haven't already checked them out, please do check the link that I will put in the description for this podcast so that you can understand what I'm talking about and probably also get yourself copies of the same, and also check out the website. So a little bit about myself and why I started the Elegance Handbook. So I grew up in a relatively humble home. My parents were not upper class and they were not lower class either. We were a relatively okay middle class family. And if you grew up in the 90s, you know that our parents spent most of the time working. And there wasn't so much of the, I could say, social mobility that there is now. So you grew up in a community where everything was sort of close-knit. You went to the same schools, you probably went to the same churches, you probably went to the same places of worship, if not churches, and you had the same set of friends. And really, there wasn't so much that you could do, or myself that I could do, that was extraordinary different in terms of being a young person. But then what happened is I really used to love reading, and I discovered that there's a whole different world outside the community that I grew up in. And sort of by the time I got to university, I sort of had a bigger worldview and a bigger understanding of how things work, a wider understanding of how things work, sorry. And I just wanted to be the person who's able to get into any room and have a conversation. And so I was reading widely and I was trying to understand other cultures. But then it gets to a point where you actually have to start to travel and you have to get to know how other people live. And Elegance to me became important even before I finished university, because then I was able to travel to Italy for the first time and I saw a different culture. And also within my country, I was traveling a lot as well. And that was a very interesting time of my development, because then I could actually see the gap between my etiquette and the etiquette that other people had, for example, in more upscale settings. And so it became a curious thing for me. I was like, I'd like to learn this, but I never really got down to it up until after I'd finished my undergrad and I started working as a civil engineer, and I'd get invited to like more important meetings. And sometimes there was lunches, or sometimes there will be a meeting after work and you're in an upscale setting, and sometimes you have all this cutlery in front of you. And I decided that I never wanted to be the person who wasn't confident, like when I have cutlery in front of myself. And so I started learning about etiquette. And so the first reason why I was very attracted to Elegance really is having the confidence to be able to navigate like different cultures, to navigate different environments without feeling like I was an outsider. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you've grown up like in a place where people are very close together, very close-knit, it sort of feels like you don't need to learn extra things. But then when you move out of that setting and you go to a different one, there is also the need, you start to realize, okay, in a way, it's like you're a fish out of water and you need to learn new skills, or you need to learn better communication skills to navigate the environment. So to me, the very first thing that attracted me to being more elegant was the confidence. I wanted to feel confident no matter which room I walked into and no matter which culture I was in. Of course, this is something that you learn for the rest of your life, because you cannot learn everything all at once. But there is basic tenets of like elegance and also proper presentation of yourself, which elegance sort of accords you if you have it. And then the other thing that attracted me to elegance, and this is a major, major reason, was me realizing that I'm a high achiever. So I realized that I was very good when it came to my own achievements, like things which were within my domain. But then when it came to people, I'd sort of sometimes lose control of the narrative. And this has to do, I think, also with being a neurodivergent. Sometimes you miss out on the social cues and it feels like it's like everybody got a playbook, but you didn't get a playbook on how things work. And one of the things that I realized was a pattern for me was sometimes I'd think that things were going well, but things weren't going well. And I was very curious about that. And when I discovered feminine energy, that to me was a game changer, because I realized that the methods that I was using to achieve, let's say, my goals or my professional accomplishments or my own academic accomplishments weren't going to work on people. Because sometimes when you have a project, you want to go hard at it and you want to put in as much pressure on it and you have to work it and chase it. It's like a project is a project, you know, like you put so much output into the thing because you want it to work. And I quickly realized it wasn't the same for people, whether friends, whether family, whether people that I was interested in. And so discovering feminine energy and learning the art of leaning back and learning, oh, I don't have to always press. I don't always have to put pressure for the thing to work. That was very useful for me. It helped me go from being the person who was applying the pressure, so to speak, on other people, to being the person who's able to lean back and actually see who genuinely wanted to be in my life and who genuinely sort of edified my life and made me a better person. And so from this feminine energy, what really arose for me was self-respect. And this is the second thing that really attracted me to elegance, is that learning how to have self-respect no matter how much emotion was involved, no matter how much you want something, if the other person doesn't want it as much as you want it, you have to have a level of self-respect for yourself. And to me, as someone who already had a healthy dose of self-respect, I felt like I needed to sort of know how to handle these kinds of situations. I hope you can sort of deduce what I'm trying to say. And so this I realized was something that was affecting like how I was communicating and how I was showing up for myself, especially when it came to the opposite gender. And I had to really redefine that. And I understood elegance was not just about clothing, and it was not just about makeup, and it was not just about who's the hottest, youngest thing, you know? It was also about who respects themselves and who is able to navigate the relationships actually in the mid-20s in a way that makes you not lose your dignity, in short. So that's the second reason that really attracted me to elegance. Hopefully we can speak about more of this in subsequent episodes. And then the other thing that really attracted me to elegance was really seeing how on the media or like on music videos or on films, there was this constant push from something that was modest and nice and that you'd really enjoy something to wondering if the thing that you're watching is going to be PG rated or not, or rated R. And I remember like in the 90s, if you even saw, because in the 90s I was very young. And I remember my brothers and my friends used to cover like my eyes when people were kissing on TV. And now you see everything on TV. Now you see everything on social media. To me, just seeing that strong jump from people being more conscious of how their actions affect other people to people now not really caring how they come across or how their actions affect other people. To me, seeing that gap and how it's been pushed by the internet and by the media, I felt like it's important not just for myself only, but also for the people in my audience to sort of understand how their actions and how they show up sort of builds their social capital. And social capital really is your reputation and how people perceive you. And this really does affect the kind of opportunities that come your way. It does affect the kind of connections that you have. It does affect the respect that you're accorded. And so I felt like I needed to share what I learned. And this is the reason why I started Elegance Handbook. And thankfully, what I realized is that a lot of women are hungry for this kind of knowledge. A lot of women are hungry the same way that I was when I started, to sort of understand how is the best way that they can navigate like their 20s and 30s, because there isn't really a roadmap on how to navigate these years. And once you finish school and you're out there in the world, you're by yourself in the sense that, yes, you can have a mentor. Yes, you can have someone to look up to. You can have a big sister, or you can have friends with whom you navigate life. But sometimes you get to these particular places where you know, okay, I want to be here in X number of years, and you have all the skills that you need and you have the knowledge that you need. But somehow, like when it comes to relationships or when it comes to navigating the social professional sphere, you feel like something is lacking. This is why I started Elegance Hand, because this is soft skills to the core. And it's you learning yourself, having a strong sense of self-awareness and having a strong sense of awareness about other people and understanding, if I do this, then this will be the effect, or if I do this, then this will be the outcome. And it doesn't have to be very oriented towards a particular goal. It can be just how you'd like your life to be, how the quality that you'd like to have for your life, your relationships, and for yourself. So this is the reason why I started the Elegance Handbook. So these three reasons really are, I think, worthy of you pursuing elegance, because they were to me worthy for pursuing elegance. Just having the confidence, having the self-respect, and being able to build my social capital in a way that was conducive for my own personal reasons and also for my own professional reasons. And then I feel like really just how people took to Elegance Handbook, because we've grown to more than 90,000 followers and we've had customers like from over 100 countries. And it's just really amazing to know that 2,600 people looked at whatever resources we have, paid resources we have, and they said, yes, I want to invest in that. That to me really tells me that there's a lot of women out there who are very keen on their self-development. And if you're listening to this, you're one of them. And so really, I'd like to invite you to this podcast, because it's going to be a place where there is no judgment, no bashing, just normal conversations about elegance. And the good thing about this is it does not matter how old you are. It does not matter the background that you have. It does not matter the, let's say, the social class that you're in, or the wealth status of your parents, or your own wealth status right now. It really is a universal message for all women, because all women have value and all women have within them the dignity that wants to come out. And every woman has the feminine essence within her that really is something that makes her blossom into who she was born to be. And so I'm so happy that you're here with me today. I'm so happy that you've taken the time to listen to this podcast episode. I really am really moved by the messages that sometimes I receive of women who say that just by following the page or just by using the available resources, their lives have changed. And so I don't take it for granted that you're here. I don't take it for granted that you want to listen to the message that I have to say. I'm so grateful to have you here, and really welcome to the Elegance Handbook podcast. And I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. And if I don't record another one before the new year, and a happy new year as well, but I'll aim to record another one before the new year so that we can start 2024 in style. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today.